This episode is being brought to you by the Speak English with Tiffany free email newsletter. That's right, an email newsletter that will help you improve your English. Each week, you'll receive several emails on different English topics. The emails will include common mistakes made by students and how to avoid them. Interesting stories about non-native speakers overcoming challenges in the U.S., video recommendations for improving your English skills, and you will even receive special discounts on English programs. So sign up for free by going to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Once again, www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Welcome to the Speak English with Tiffany podcast, a podcast especially created for intermediate and advanced English learners. In today's episode, you will hear a conversation that I had with one of my students, a conversation that was fully in English. You'll be inspired and you'll want to speak just like the student did in this conversation. Are you ready? Well then, let's jump right in. For those listening, welcome to the podcast. This is going to be a live conversation with one of my students in the Speak English with Tiffany Academy, specifically in one of my programs called Speak English Like a Native. So I see you all coming in, those that are live right now. I see Alita, I see Linda, I see Manup. Yes, welcome. We're going to start off first by letting you all come in. Again, I look forward to these conversations. It's my opportunity to speak with you all more in person, even though we are virtual. Carolina, welcome as well. And again, you all, those that are live here with me, know how it works. I'm going to invite one student to come on with me right now to have a conversation about their English journey. These conversations are all about you all. I had a conversation with my assistant yesterday where I explained that I do this because I want to get to know my students more and I want them to be the inspiration I truly believe that they are. So you all again, welcome. Linda, hello. Alita, hello. Daniel, hey, Daniel. Carolina, also hello to you. So I'm going to ask you if you would like to join me. Again, we're doing this throughout the day today. So for today's conversation, the first conversation, if you would like to share more about your journey, I'd like you to raise your hand. And you and I, we are going to have a conversation all about your journey. So I'm going to ask you all to raise your hand. Again, for those watching this live, if you're listening on the podcast, don't worry. You are in for a treat. So again, who would like to join me? Yes, Sabri, one of our new members. I love it. So Sabri is going to join me live and Sabri is going to tell us about his English journey. So I'm looking forward to speaking to you, Sabri. Again, man up, it's always good to see you. I haven't seen you in a while, so it's always good to see you. So again, Sabri, you can join me live right here. And Sabri is now with us. So Sabri, please turn your camera on and we are going to jump right in to your English journey. Sabri, can you hear me?
Yes, Sita. Hello, how are you?
I am amazing, Sabri. It's good to see you again. We saw each other the other day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Of course. Of course. Now, Sabri, so you are enrolled in both of my programs?
Now I'm just in Speak English Like a Native.
Okay, that's good. Great program.
Yes. Yes. What the other program? Because I want to join it, inshallah.
Okay, well then after this conversation, send me an email and I'll send you a secret link so you can join that as well.
Okay.
All right, okay. Sabri, I'm going to ask you real quick, would you mind turning your camera so I can see your... There we go. Perfect. It should switch. Okay. Let's see if it switches. Oh, it's not switching. Never mind. Let's go back. We'll leave it there. Okay. So, Sabri, just to let you know, this conversation. Let's see. Perfect. I can see you now. A little down, a little bit down, a little bit. There we go. Perfect. All right. Let me know those again watching live in the comment section. Let us know if you can see Aubrey well. I can see him well on my side. Now, Aubrey, this is going to be a very interesting conversation. I'm going to learn more about you and our fellow family members. The other students are going to be asking you questions as well. So those watching live, remember, put your questions in the comment section. All right. So Sabri, I want to start off first. Can you introduce yourself? Where are you from? What's your hobby? Something about your family, what you do. Tell us who Sabri is.
Okay, thank you so much. Ferris, I want to, because I have that sore throat from yesterday, but I'm okay now. I'm originally from Sudan. I'm Sudanese. Mm-hmm. I was born in Omdurman city, you know, in the capital city, Khartoum state, but Khartoum state like have three branches, Omdurman, Bahri, Khartoum. Uh-huh. Okay. And my family originally from the north Sudan. Mm-hmm. I study and all my life in Omdurman. I was raised in Saudi Arabia. Just like when I in grade three, I went back to Sudan and studied there. Uh-huh. And you know, I like English. I love English, but it's start from the what you call school, not intermediate school. The intermediate school, yes, intermediate school.
Okay.
It's not from the elementary school, from intermediate school.
Oh, high school or middle school?
No, middle school. I'm sorry, middle school.
Oh yeah.
Yes. But you know, I go. I study, but at that time it's not hard. Like I study hard to be because it's not. It's just one subject. Like you have another subject, but this one subject, it's because the environment there. We speak Arabic language.
There's no English language. Yeah.
Yes. You know, but after high school, I joined the art faculty, department of English language.
Okay, so you started studying after high school. So your original language is Arabic because you're from Sudan, you're Sudanese, right?
Yes.
After high school, you officially started studying English. Okay, so let me ask this. Do you have any hobbies? We want to know more about Sabri as a person. Do you have any hobbies?
You know, I like, you know, in sports, I like defense, self-defense sport.
Self-defense? You're a dangerous man. You're a dangerous man.
No, I'm a peaceful man.
You're peaceful. I'm just playing with you. I like martial arts, too. So which type of self-defense do you like? Is it karate? Is it Muay Thai? What do you like?
No, you know, Sudan, just at that time, they karate and taekwondo. I joined taekwondo. When I went to high school, kung fu, I learned about kung fu.
Wow.
Not that, but from that time, I didn't practice. I just being like a normal people.
So when you were younger, you knew how to do taekwondo and kung
fu? Yeah, I won the best. Yeah, even now, they talk about my history, but wow. I just left it.
Now you are a peaceful man. You're very gentle, right?
Yes.
I love it. Okay. So let's dive a little deeper then into your English experience. So we know that you enjoyed as a child taekwondo and kung fu, right? Now you're a peaceful man. So currently, where are you living? I know you're Sudanese, but where are you living currently right now again, Sabri?
Yeah. Now I'm in Saudi Arabia. I'm in, you know, the eastern Saudi Arabia, after the capital, after the capital, called Al-Qasim.
Al-Qasim,
yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. You're living in Saudi Arabia. Okay. So You started studying English after high school, right? You moved forward now. You're just a little bit older than high school, right? But now you're in Saudi Arabia. So tell me, how did your English journey continue, right? You started after high school, but now fast forward, you're still studying English, and now you're a part of our family. When did you pick up English again? Or tell me about that part of the journey.
Okay, my journey, real journey, started 2003. Mm-hmm. At that time, a teacher beside the where I work, I was working. That's the first time I work, and I see this because I love English. I see the institute. They said they teach English here. I joined them, and from the teacher, he did a master's degree in America. Yes, in America, and he was a teacher in Aramco. You know Aramco? Aramco, this is a petroleum company here in Saudi Arabia. I think it's between Saudi Arabia and America, the company share between them. They have an institute there. He teaches in this institute. Most of the curriculum here in this Aramco, American. Mm. American English.
Yeah.
You see? Yeah. But after that, you know, sometimes you didn't find the people that you want to practice with them like this. You be busy to practice your English. But what I say, when I came here, there are opportunities for me, you know, like the internet is very good here.
Yeah.
I have time now, not like before. And I told you before, I follow your YouTube channel from Sudan.
Uh-huh.
When I came here, I found in the YouTube that you have a link for your website. I said, doing this. And I did. And this is the best things I think for myself, the best things that I joined your institute.
Well, I will let you know that I'm happy too. I'm happy that you decided to join our family. And those watching live, yes, in the comment section, please let Sabri know also, are you happy that he joined our family? Just say we're happy in the comment section. So, okay, so you found me. You've been following me since you were in Sudan. Now you're in Saudi, yes, Arabia. The internet connection, yes, is amazing. And you decided, yeah, to join our family, the Speak English Like a Native program, right? We have a family.
So, you know.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
One of the things that I feel a lot when the writing, you know, I feel like somebody, you're still weak in this writing. You need to develop your writing. The way that you write, I feel like I'm weak.
Uh-huh.
I'm afraid to. but from now, I will do my best with you, inshallah.
Yes. So you know what? This isn't even a part of the plan for this conversation, but I'll just give you a quick tip because I think it'll help you, those listening, and those watching with us. So, you said that your goal is to improve your writing, right? You said, my writing is a little bit weak. So,
yes,
whatever the challenge is, whatever you're experiencing, the way to improve it is to practice more. So, I literally just recorded a YouTube lesson for March, right? I was recording today. I've been recording and since yesterday.
Learning, yes?
Well, no, actually, it's every day writing in a journal. Oh. That's the key. You want to improve. You're able to express yourself. I understand you. You understand me. So in order to improve your writing skills, you have to start writing every day. I have a lot of notebooks, right? Behind me, there are tons of notebooks I use for writing notes and things. You don't have to write a lot, but write, mm-hmm, even if it's only for 5 minutes a day, and your writing, uh-huh, will improve. Okay. That's the tip I will give you. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and Alita said in the comment section, hey, Sabri, I'm so happy that you are with us. Thank you for writing that, Alita. Alita is a family member. She's happy you're here.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Of course. Okay, so you mentioned that writing is basically the hardest thing for you right now. Let me ask you this question. What do you enjoy the most about studying English? Right now, as you think, what makes you happy about your English journey right now?
I think part of one of the elements, if you don't love the thing that you do, you'll never be good at it. I think so. It's one of the things. And I love English because when I get to middle school, the first subject that is not from elementary school.
Middle
school English is the new subject that I get there. English is not from the primary school. It's just from the middle school in Sudan.
Right. Right.
Yes. And that make me, when I found this English, and I found some people that teach me at that time, they are so good. They make me love this. And more things that make me love English, the literature. When I read books about, like The Woman in White,
yeah,
this type of literature, I like it. it make me feel. It make me like I'm with them. I live with them. I see what the city that they mention. What they do like this. I like it so much.
It's
so organized. So organized type of learning the literature, English literature.
I love that. I can tell by the smile on your face. I love it. Okay, you enjoy the experience. You make a big difference. Okay, Carolina just typed in the comment section, "We are so happy to hear about your English journey, Sabri." So our family members are enjoying it. And Daniel has a great question. So you mentioned that, yes, you want to improve your writing skills. But Daniel says, "Hey, Sabri, what's your biggest challenge in learning English? And how do you overcome it? You're talking to Tiff right now. You seem comfortable, but what is your biggest challenge right now, Sabri, in learning English? And how are you overcoming it? Or how did you overcome it in the past if it's no longer a challenge?"
Okay. First, I want to be honest with you. I'm not organized. I want to put my plan. Now I'm working my plan. I have to organize my time to have time. I'm intending to do every day. I want to have 5 hours to be with English, just English.
Wow.
Listening, reading, writing, improve the class that you give us, go over it again, this one. My challenge will be in the writing, and I want my speak to be,
smooth?
Yes, smooth like Miss Tiffy.
What should be? Ah, you're cute. Okay. For those not watching, he kind of covered his face and kind of blushed a little bit. That is not a bad goal. That's not a bad goal at all. And you said your biggest challenge is wanting to make sure you have the time every day, and also you want to speak smoothly. Okay.
Yes, yes.
I want to tell you that it's definitely possible. I'm understanding what you're saying right now, right? You're not pausing a lot. You're getting your point out. So yes, it's going to be achievable. So thank you, Daniel. Great question. And Sabri, great answer. So that's your challenge, and you're trying to overcome it. Okay. Yeah. So let me ask you this then, Sabri.
Yes.
What have you enjoyed the most about being a part of our family, right? You're in the Speak English Like a Native program. You've joined the Speak English with Tiffany Academy, and you're a part of our family now, right? You talked earlier about how much you loved your teacher in the past when you were in middle school, and how you got the book, The Woman in White. Oh, sorry. Your thumb is covering your camera. Your thumb is covering your camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. We want to see you. My question for you is, since you've joined our family, right, the Speak English with Tiffany Academy, what have you enjoyed the most? what have you enjoyed the most?
The life class. Mm-hmm. When I be with your in your class or at the teacher class, I like it because I feel like I practice English with the right people.
Yeah. Good. Okay, you enjoy the interaction. Good.
You know, I bring out every lesson that you mentioned, like the action plan, the vocabulary expression, all this, I bring it out. I'll book it. I'll work on it. Yeah.
Good. I love it. I love it. Proactive. I love it. Okay, so you like the live classes good with me and the other English teacher. Yeah. Great. I love it. Okay, so you said that you print out print all of the PDFs, right, that I provide for you guys each month, right? So what is your study style? Do you study in the morning? Do you study the afternoon or the evening? How are you currently studying?
Because my time from night or after, evening, I will be busy. Like now, I will leave after a while. And from 5 o'clock in the morning until 11 o'clock, this will be a good time for me. There is no anything that annoy me or that make me busy or just studying.
Oh, good. Okay, good. You have that right time. Good. Now, another question came in for you. Alita. Oh, hey, Ngalulu, Lula. Alita, sorry, Ngalula. I want to make sure I pronounce your name properly. It's a beautiful name. Alita says, have you ever, Sabri, been frustrated with your English learning? And if yes, could you share that experience with us? Have you ever been frustrated? Alita, I like how you brought this question out. We talked about this last night in our other class. So tell us, or 2 nights ago. So tell us, have you ever been frustrated on your English journey with your English ability? And if so, could you share that with us?
I was studying with the American Club in Sudan. Uh-huh. They call American Club. They American teach there. Uh-huh. He's from New York, uh-huh, but he lives in Sudan. Uh-huh. He married a Sudanese lady, and he lived there. And the presentation. When you get to the presentation, this type of you speak in front of the people.
Yeah.
And that mean you need to work in this. This make me frustrated. Also, when we get to the examination in the university, learning language, you need to be practiced.
Yeah.
But when we study in the university, there is no practice. Just you come to the lecture and you just get what they said and you take it with you.
Yeah.
This make me also, because there is no environment. This make me. I hope my answer to be clear.
It's very clear. There's no real environment for studying English, right? It's not a good environment to study English, right?
And it makes you frustrated. Yeah.
Having to give a speech up front, a presentation. Yeah, you feel frustrated. Yeah. It's we say nerve-wracking as well. You're nervous. Huh. Yeah. So then I want to add to Alita's question. It was a great question. In those moments when you were frustrated, how did you overcome or get through that frustration? Because you're still studying English. You're still with us. So what made you push through?
My desire, my what you call, what I want real in my life to improve my life, to be one of the greatest people that I feel like I want to, one of my dreams.
Yes.
I don't know what to say, but one of my dreams before when I was Sudan, at that time, I younger than now, I dreamed that to go to Harvard University.
Wow. I love it. I love it.
You can't get there unless you master the language that you need to study.
Yeah. Mm,
But I promise you, with you, your institute, all the team, I will do the best.
Yes, you will.
I'm just your student. I'm just your student.
I love it. I love what you just said, Sabri, because it's so encouraging to other English learners. You were frustrated when you had to give a presentation. You were frustrated when you weren't in an environment where there were many English learners or English speakers. But what kept you going was your dream. You're focused on your dream and your desire. And the only reason I'm saying this again is because I want to emphasize what you said. Such good words. Keep your goal in mind, and it will help you push through the frustrations, the difficult times. I love it. I love it.
Okay.
I want to ask you this question. Can you let us know, in your opinion, what do you think, Sabri, is the most important thing for every English learner to remember? What would you say?
Let me say your question. You mean what you need to focus on?
Right. For example, someone is watching this video or listening to this conversation, and they're like, man, Sabri's amazing. Sabri is speaking in English, and he's not shy. And they're saying to themselves, I want to be like Sabri. I want to speak English. Oh. What would you tell them? How would you encourage them? Hey, this is the most important thing to remember. What would you say?
Okay. You know, to break the fear that you have in your heart. I can't see. No. Just try to do. Try. Now I'm speaking. I'm not afraid because I feel future. If I do something is not right, he will correct me and say this. You need to say this. You need to say that. This is one of the things. I traveled from Sudan to Kenya. You know Kenya?
Yeah.
In South Sudan. I traveled there, and at that time I start a course in speaking English.
Yes.
When I get to Kenya, there is no Arabic language there, just Swahili or English.
Yeah.
And from there I start my journey where I speak with them. When they talk to me, I just respond to them. One of the things you need to just don't be afraid to say anything that in English, to speak, to, you know, after a while you build your style, you can control the way that you speak.
Yeah.
After a while.
Yeah, I love it. Keep trying. Don't stop. Don't be shy.
Keep trying. Yes.
I love it. Okay. Oh, Alita said, great, Sabri. Here we don't try. We do our best. We just do our best. I love it. Okay, one final question for you, Sabri. Is there anything that you've been curious to know about me? You have the opportunity to ask me any question you want. I'm an open book, which means I'm very honest and I'll answer any question.
When I watch your YouTube before, you've been in Korea, I think South Korea.
Yes.
And this is the things I like about American people. They like to see others.
Yes.
They like to know about others. They like to learn other language. You know, I have a daughter in America.
A daughter, okay.
It's nine years old. She lives now in New York City.
Uh-huh.
With her mom. Her mom came to Sudan to teach there, and we met there, and we married. And 2014, she traveled to America. She is originally from Alabama.
Uh-huh.
This one, she helped me in my English at that time. I like the way that you speak, teacher. What makes me follow your channel, the way you speak, the way that you encourage the people. Especially, you have one word that you said most of the time. Let's just jump right in. if you let me know about what you study. You specialist is English from the university.
Oh, okay. So your question is basically, how do I teach the way I do? Like, I'm really positive. I have different methods.
Yeah.
Secret. I never went to school to teach English. My profession, actually, I was in computers, computer science and art. Okay. So I was a web developer at NASA. I never thought about being an English teacher. When I lived in South Korea, I was a missionary. So I'm a Christian, and I taught English and the Bible. And that's where I realized I had a passion for teaching. So I've never had any formal training at all for English. I've, of course, learned how to use computers, but yeah.
That's good. You are amazing.
I appreciate it. I'm very passionate, and I always try to improve the lessons. Like, I'm always, and I listen to you guys. Many of the students in the comment section have been with me for a while, and hopefully you stay with us for a lifetime. And they've seen how the program has developed. I'm always trying to make it better for you guys. So that is my promise to you guys, to always improve and make things better for you.
Any advice to me, my teacher? Any things that you need to me to do to develop my English? What you want me to focus on? What you want to say to me about how can I study the way that to follow studying?
My advice to you, and also to everyone listening or watching, since you're a part of the family, we have tons of practice sessions. And the students in our family that have excelled or improved the most have been the students that attended the practice session. So I'm your English teacher. Yes, every month I'll provide you with brand new lessons, and we do have live classes. But don't forget to join the practice sessions with your other students, right? The other family members, because you'll develop strong relationships with them. You'll practice what you're learning in a very, you mentioned earlier, a comfortable environment, an English environment. So my advice is practice with the other members. So that's my advice to you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And Alita says, Sabri, I really like your positive mindset. So Sabri, you're amazing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining me, Sabri.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I thoroughly enjoyed that conversation. You all are amazing. Sabri, I truly enjoyed speaking with you. Linda, in the comment section, thank you so much. Yes, it is my mission even now to help as many English learners as possible. I still want to help 1 billion English learners speak English with confidence. Ingalula says, I'm glad to hear that you are a Christian, Tiffany. We are blessed to have you. Thank you so much for your kind words. I'm honored truly to be your English teacher. All right, so we're going to wrap up this conversation here, this episode. Again, thank you guys so much for joining. For those that are in the Academy Live, don't forget we have a few more conversations coming up today. So I'll see you guys again soon. For those listening, I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Sabri, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Bye, everybody. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to receive free English tips via email every week, all you have to do is go to www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. Sign up for free now. Once again, that's www.speakenglishwithtiffany.com/newsletter. This has been Teacher Tiffany with the Speak English with Tiffany podcast. Until next time, remember to speak English.